Leon, we are recording live.
Are we recording live? Yo, we back. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Talk about it at our own studio. We not at nobody else's studio.
Nigga,
right
we
now.
In the crib. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, our own shit. It's a studio.
Don't call it a studio if somebody lives in it.
It's a no bedroom would be called a studio.
It's a 5-bedroom apartment. Studios is a kitchen, a sink, a couch, and your bed.
All right.
But now we got.
Stand by.
Recording.
Stand by.
Recording. All right, sorry, y'all. Edit that shit out. That
stand
was funny.
Stand by. Are you ready? I ask again. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Well, coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York, it's Talk About It!
Talk About It! Talk About It! That's
Talk
actually,
about it.
That's a dope-ass fucking intro.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much I love that.
That's a dope-ass fucking intro.
I really love that.
I feel like fighting. Like, you know, really like you're coming down the aisle and you're like, with the robe and shit, but then you get, then you lose like Joshua.
Well, all right, so Joshua won, but that's not how you get your belt back.
That was a bitch ass win.
That's not how you get your belt back.
That was a bitch ass win.
You literally gave up in the first fight. You come back in the second fight, and you fight like Mayweather essentially. Like
yeah.
You hit him twice, and then you run the whole fight.
And not even entertaining like Mayweather. You just like you're poking at him and then run. Like what kind of shit is that?
Yeah, Joshua. By the way, I just want to say I want to give credit to.
He black.
Nah, is he mad strong? That's the dude that I was thinking was going to...
He was in great shape. He was in great shape.
Yeah, Wilder.
He was in great shape.
Yeah, but then he was
I'll
fasting.
Say this. I think a part of it was large, or if not largely fight. Due to...
You're bad, sis.
Oh, yes. Like, he somehow inspired Joshua to, like, he's like, he was determined to get into the best shape of his life, and he showed it.
But he cut so much weight.
Well, so he didn't cut weight. So Klitschko was like, basically, Anthony Joshua did a lot of weightlifting, and he said, you look good, but like, you're not boxing. You got to go back to boxing. He went back to the fundamentals boxing. That's why you.
Yeah, he was poking at him. But anyway, we back with another week. We're going to do the introductory again. This is the second introductory because the podcast studio was dealing with, they lost our shit.
You ain't
so
gotta
now,
say that.
No, I'm gonna say it because it's our shit now. We can do what we want.
Hey, so we had an introduction, but it got lost in the sauce because the nigga was saucy, but okay.
I do what I want. It got lost in the sauce because then the sauce was saucy.
Nah, you didn't do it like I did.
Nah,
it got lost in the sauce because the nigga was saucy.
I don't want to do it like you did.
So why you try?
But anyway,
you big dummy.
I'm going to start it off like this. My name is Keon, a.k.a. K. Wills, and we're meeting Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you was asking me to introduce. Yo, what's up, it's Lawrence.
Focus, you're not.
Focus, you're not.
You doing the Yoda shit on the You the baby Yoda in the Mandalorian.
He's not focusing.
But hold on a second, though. You ain't got to tell people with no axes.
Huh?
My name's Kwaku. Hi, everybody. No camera no more. Put me in the street.
Yeah, he got jacked for his GoPro pairing. He had it in back pocket on the way for
I
podcast.
Do. Hey, I got a GoPro, my nigga.
I understand that.
From China.
Nah, you know what I'm gonna do?
The camera, bro.
Amazon caught me. It was like, oh, we got a super deal for you. Take this. I bought it.
Nah, you know
the tripod's not high enough, so we got to use wire hanger from
you
the
got
ceiling.
A GoPro?
Bro.
So there's camera, a thing. There's a thing on the GoPro that came that's a 360.
The camera that came in that motherfucking box is a Nextel camera 860. I said, what the fuck? China got me again. It was like, oh, we're going to send you 500 things for $50.
I'm going to introduce myself. You know, I'm the Yoda and intro, Brooklyn, New York. My name is Angel, raised in Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn, USA.
He's Puerto Rican.
The best. The best.
And if you don't know, this is me and Lawrence, actually, second podcast, and then we decided to add on two ringers on the podcast. That's Kwaku and Angel right here that you're hearing right now.
Captain Cole and the Avengers.
The Avengers. Captain Avengers assemble.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel wasn't there. She came through when shit got tough, right? Yeah.
It got tough. We had to kick a few people out, but then now we back here again. Listen, and now we back and better than ever. You know what I mean?
Took some time off. A couple niggas had to get hurt.
Exactly.
Pat. Here we go. So we're gonna talk about some current events.
Right, that's going cool. on. We already covered the Joshua shit. That was nasty.
But about this impeachment stuff.
Woo!
We can't talk about that.
We can't talk about that.
Nah, why?
That's how I feel about myself. Come on, that's not fair.
I don't understand why. How you like? How?
I'm gonna feel violated myself.
Like, why what?
Somehow. Why are you a fan of this man?
A fan of this man? Why are you not? Cause he white and got money.
So I'm
gonna no, because he's fucking stupid.
He's not stupid. He's the president. You're stupid. You're here doing the podcast. He's smarter than you.
I'm pretty sure I can be elected president if he gets elected president.
And no, you can't, because you're not. He is, so he is.
I didn't run.
And he did, and he got it.
Well,
can't be that stupid.
Well, Kanye did this interview. I don't know if y'all saw it.
I don't talk to that.
No, but Kanye did this interview. That was dope. So Kanye.
Wait. Kanye, you don't talk about much. You defend that guy.
Defend that guy as opposed to not be unrealistically upset about something that has nothing to do with me. That's not a defense. You're just being unrealistically upset about something that has nothing to do with you. Kanye West, I met in person in life and almost bust his head in Webster Hall. For his first album release party. Different stories. Different folks with different folks. And I told him, nigga, this is my city. You won't make it up out of here. Nasty works, right? Cool. But that's not what we're talking about. Again, back to the impeachment. This is a farce.
Segment stories from Quan.
This is a farce. This impeachment is false. You can't impeach this nigga. Nothing you want to claim that he probably was engaged in is an impeachable offense. It's not a high crime or misdemeanor. It's stupid. They went from bribery to abuse of power. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's all to keep Americans divided and fighting with each other. What was that? You tried to put a magic trick on me?
No, I was trying to tell you, I'm moving the mic closer.
I looked, though. I thought you mesmerized.
I was like, start bringing up coins.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Just
that's my nigga, though. Yo, shout out to my supreme leader. Jump it up, my nigga.
Supreme Mike. Leader, what are you?
I've been calling him that.
Wow, you need to. You always want to piss off somebody.
Speaking
huh?
of I'm not that, pissing nobody off. How? Fucking love burrito supremes, man.
It's not just that.
You said your supreme leader.
Not my. I said the supreme leader. Maybe I said my.
You did say my.
You one of those black people? Not my president. That's the same way the white people felt when Obama won. Typical. We're living through another roll of the same coin that was flipped once and landed on heads. Now it's on tails. So all the not my presidents are now old Obama. Oh, can I say old Obama or is that racist?
Nah,
he black.
Old Obama?
Old Obama.
Oh.
I don't think that's racist.
Oh my God! This thing is like a telescopy thing. Come here, girl.
Little noise.
Come here, girl. Let me talk to you.
Get a little closer.
Come and
don't
talk to
be
me.
Shy.
I really want to
meet you, girl. Let's move on. Let's move on, motherfuckers.
That was actually the problem with the last episodes. They really couldn't hear you. Like you was talking away.
He
from
black. Me. You know, I talk to y'all. I don't know. I'm gonna figure out how this.
Yeah,
shit
you need to talk to the peoples. And yo, awesome, we appreciate all the feedback.
Yeah.
All the feedback, everybody that's been tuning in, everybody that's been sharing. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
People that's been sharing,
they don't hate me though.
Will, Sean,
How come you?
Lou, thank you, Lou. Everybody on Twitter that's been supporting
shout
us.
Shout out to like Boba Fett, my nigga. Hold me down.
To Drink Champs that shout us out. That was cool.
Drink Champs shout us out?
Yeah.
Yo, Nori, you my nigga. Hey.
Nori, that was fire, Nori. We appreciate that. That was cool.
Shout out to those who make shout outs.
Nori got banned from TV.
Shout out to those who make shout outs about those who make shout outs.
Nori got banned from TV.
And then make more shout outs.
How?
I can't stand your generation. You don't know the song Bam from TV?
When the shootout in front of Power 105?
No.
Weren't you also able to order those on VHS? I know what you're talking about, Bam from TV.
I know what I'm talking about.
All right, easy, all right? Yeah, take it easy, then.
Take it easy, old guy.
They go to anger.
Why you playing yourself, man?
And we in his crib. Why he got to go there, though? That nigga got nunchucks by the front.
Why you got to go there now, man?
You said point it out. Did you not?
Like, my freaking cheeks are hurting because I'm laughing so much and smiling. I'm still the angry bird. Like,
yo, you said like, that. Come on, no man. One ever calls you Angry Bird.
Nobody said Angry Bird.
You're the I big know. One that knocked the building it, over and lit.
That was my add-on.
That shit bounced three times before it poofed into feathers. How all the birds make the same amount of feathers, but they bigger and smaller. That boomerang bird is a bitch. That little angry bird is real. That's when that came back. Fuck you, nigga.
Now, who built the catapults?
Oh, can we say that?
Exactly. Yeah, who built the catapults
for that?
I think the humans.
I think the pigs did, and then the birds were able to take it over and like.
Yeah, that's exactly how that
to their advantage.
So it's like black people being from Egypt.
Yeah.
Oh wait, which one of y'all got our Cantonese and Indonesian and Australian people to listen?
Good thing's no camera involved, but you know who it is.
Yeah.
Mr. Take Your Girl.
Mr. International.
All right.
Oh, you just outed yourself out. You didn't even have to say anything.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to look up some more current events.
So, Lawrence, anything you wanted to cover? Like what?
I mean, oh, everybody. Also, we got a shirt, a couple shirts coming out. That black and gold. I'm finally learning how to get them.
Gold.
We got them black and gold bad guy shirts coming
that
out. So definitely make sure to cop that.
And yo, please stay tuned because I've been having an idea lately. Everybody that's been tuning in, everybody that's been responding, everybody that's been supporting us, I'm gonna have an event at a spot, and we're gonna have three artists perform, which is rappers
have
and everything like that.
Suki Palooza.
What?
What the hell
what
is that?
What is that?
Suki Palooza, like Duce Palooza. That's how they. They having Duce Palooza right now at Barclays.
I don't know what that is.
It's the niggas from Joe Budden.
Oh, but Duce is
fuck
the,
Joe Budden.
But stop playing my son like that.
Nah, that's your man's. That ain't my man's.
It's not my man's, but you have an unrealistic thing against him.
Everybody can have his opinion. I have my own opinion.
Fuck that nigga's not an opinion.
That's a statement.
I'll make a statement and an opinion. Fuck that nigga. Plus, he hates on everybody that's doing better than him. I don't like him.
Yeah, but no one's doing better than him.
Who? Excuse me?
In the field of
everybody
what he's
that
doing?
He's... No, yeah. not in the field of what he's doing. In the field that he wants to do.
What,
which
what's
is rapping.
He don't want to rap no more. That nigga been quit.
Yeah,
but
he got
still
his podcast
talks about,
shit.
Yeah, but he always said, I rap better than that person.
You know what the
I
difference
better
is?
Alright,
this is not a fair episode, and we probably should edit the whole shit away, and I like it. That Night Frack is dope. But the thing, the difference you don't understand, I wouldn't say you don't understand. There's a hard divide between people who are creative, intelligent, and have a large vocabulary to draw from, and people who make money from rapping. A lot of people who make money from rapping lack those other things. They make money from rapping because they just make music. So the people who used to rap, pick it up, the people who used to rap that would do things and make words really make sense are disappointed at where hip-hop is. I stopped listening to hip-hop in 2001.
I'm talking, you're talking about like 150,000, Common, Mos Def.
I hear rap. I don't listen to it.
Yeah.
It's certain people I still
I can hear
with,
Jimmy.
But...
I can hear Jimmy.
Jimmy dead. He black.
Black and dead.
Justin Lee Peterson, I owe you a couple dollars. Thank you for that. He black shit.
But now, here's my thing.
What's your take? Your take is, as opposed to pushing forward, sorry for taking your take from you.
Yeah, he took my whole thing. He's telling me my opinion.
Push forward and stop worrying about other people. That should be your take.
No, it's not even that.
It's going to be an excuse now.
Not an excuse. My thing is just don't speak on shit that you don't have. You no longer have nothing a part of anymore. You're a podcaster now. Talk about podcast shit. Don't talk about rap. And you're not, if you're not.
No, that's not true. Because I never was a rapper. And I could talk about rap all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
But that's different. You was never a rapper.
Yeah.
Never. He was. But now he's back in the rap. I could do better than this. I rap better than this person. And no, he cannot.
Well, I mean, so,
I could probably rap really good. I have a vernacular.
Here's the thing. Like, you got to understand.
I could unleash the hounds on these bitches.
Yeah, but I honestly think that Joe Budden could rap better
Cisco
than half
made
these
the
new rappers,
thong
but.
Song, my nigga.
So you think he said he rap better than Eminem?
No. You're not paying
attention. That's what he said.
First of all, Eminem is trash.
So if Eminem wasn't white, it wouldn't even be.
We have this conversation.
Don't even get me started on that.
Every time a white person does something that is
mediocre,
socially, it's not even the fact that he's white.
Let me rock for a second, and I hope you're not recording.
You don't have to look at me like that.
No. anytime a white person does something that our community thinks belongs to us, right? We then propel them to a level of godness based on the fact that white Mike. It's the white Mike syndrome.
Oh, I love
Eminem, Lil Dicky.
All that white.
Wait, hold on, time out.
Marshu,
Lil Dicky is fire.
Yeah, I love Eminem, but like.
You got bars, you did shit, but you didn't automatically surpass everyone else only because you had bars.
So the crazy thing is, even Eminem himself will tell you that, like, he'll name his top five rappers and he's not in it. You get what I'm saying? It's just them Eminem stands.
And then
they're like, yo, Eminem is this.
The stands, and it was just funny, he made Stan. He made that song. Because fans are that crazy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And then it turned into being a Stan now instead of a fan, right? You're a Stan.
Yep.
Now we have stands of shit where, and listen, anybody who died this year, and I hate that, I wouldn't say I hate. Heard sorry about the little young
Juice WRLD. Yeah, everybody that died become a legend.
Automatically propelled.
Really?
Nobody respects your work when you're alive. They only respect when you're dead. Same thing with Nipsey Hussle.
But you know who respects it when you're dead? The record label that owns your shit.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, because your shit goes
up. Thanks for dying.
78%.
Thanks for dying.
But here's my thing, and then this is what
I'm sorry.
Guys,
I went up on the tangent on Eminem,
but here's the thing where you
y'all
guys
love
say,
white people, though.
No, I don't love white people. My favorite rapper is not Eminem. I think Eminem is trash. But I think Eminem is way better than Joe Budden.
So here's
way
the thing.
Better.
No,
you don't get... I'm sorry. You don't get that beat. So Eminem built Slaughterhouse.
I remember.
I wasn't listening to hip-hop at the time, but Slaughterhouse has some talent. But the only two, I wouldn't lie, the only two I know that was in there was...
Pause for a minute. It sounds better.
The only two I know that was in Slaughterhouse was Joe Budden and... Joel Ortiz.
And Jay Prince.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone else, but they're lyrical. But what happened is, it's the same as if you listen. That's nasty. If you listen to Wu-Tang Clan in the 90s, and anybody from Bad Boy, you'll see a difference in lyrical maneuverability, right? Slaughterhouse had lyrical maneuverability. But the fact that their boss was a rapper, which was a fail. You should never, same thing. You want to open a franchise, hire a manager, walk away, don't hire your family, right? Their manager was a rapper. And when he saw that, he said, oh shit, I got to slow these niggas down. Slaughterhouse was getting busy. None of this shit got released in a timely fashion.
From what I heard, that was...
It's the same thing. Y'all don't know about Violators. Def Jam had a thing called Violators. It was My Song was in that shit. Busta Rhymes
was
in
it. It was like Insiders,
Big
right?
Big Pun. There was a female. I'm so sorry for not remembering, but this was like summer 98. The Violators was about to be a move, and it disappeared. Just like Bad Boy had the Commission. The Commission was Biggie. It was a bunch of them. They was about to make moves, though. And these things get stopped because you can't have...
Oh, Biggie Craig Mack? So Biggie Craig Mack, when he did the Flav Mignon, shit.
The Commission was after that, but it's close. That was Bad Boy. Craig Mack was on Bad Boy. But it was a bunch of, like, a super team of rappers that was about to get together, and they kind of put their foot on that shit, but that's off topic. What I'm saying is, it's... If you went to say, oh, fuck Joe Budden because he said he's better than Eminem, that's fine. Did they ever battle? Did they ever go toe to toe?
No.
And this is why when all these disputes in rap come up, I don't care about who made a song and a song. That's why the genre of music I listen to is I'm better than you, get on the stage, and let's go toe to toe. All
right, so once again, here's what I was saying. I'm not saying Eminem is trash because he's definitely not. But what I'm saying is, like, the black community holds him on such a high pedestal because he rhymes good.
Like, you know what's nasty? Sorry. I said I wouldn't do this. Old Town Road Boy. Look what they did to
Lil Nas
us.
X.
Look what they did to us when we tried to step in their game.
Yeah, they went at us.
Hey! Fuck Wranglers and all that for fuck with them. See?
Kicked him out of it. Out of the what was it? The
Country Music Awards.
Won.
Yeah, but look at what
that's
he had to go through to get
Molly
there.
Pops. Molly Pops came on. Hey, Hannah. Come over here, girl.
Yeah. Oh, culture vultures.
But congrats to Lil Nas X for winning that.
Lil Nas X for winning that, being gay this year, because I'm sure he's going to come out straight in 4 years. Like, that's a new flip. He's going to make a new song and be like, yo, I'm straight, though. Ah, $50 more.
But then,
I mean, like, Eminem's not trash, but he's raps
not,
okay.
But here, no, but it's, like, I'm not a big Eminem fan, but my thing is, don't hate on anybody that's doing it better than you. That's my thing.
But
you have
the right to
and
hate.
There's a lot of people that's doing podcasts way better than us, but I'm not hating on them. Yo, fuck that person. Fuck Drake Champs. Fuck this person. Fuck
but
that
there's marketability
person.
In
no one
hating.
Hates,
like,
no one hates on a podcast.
Yeah.
No podcast that hates on another podcast. Stop playing with my son Joey.
I'm
saying because this is what
you're
I do.
You're making things up.
I'm saying this is what I do.
Yeah, but you're making things up. He never hated on the podcast. That's not
I'm
fair.
Not saying that he hated on a podcast. He used to rap. That's something that he used to do. I'm not saying I'm hating on this person because he rapped.
So you can't hate on rappers because you used to rap?
No, I'm not saying that.
I never hate on
people that's better than you when you're in the field.
I get you. So here's what you're confusing.
I'm not confusing anything.
No, I got you. I'm explaining it to you like this. Here's what you're confusing. No, just because Eminem made more marketable songs doesn't mean he's the better lyricist.
Absolutely. He's just white.
That doesn't mean he's the better lyricist. And that's me honestly speaking. That's like somebody saying Lil Dicky's nice. I think Lil Dicky's an average-ass rapper. I just think everybody thinks he's nice because he's white. If you flip his race and you make him black, nobody's paying attention to him.
How about I say Eminem is the square root of the reason why the kids think it's okay to use drugs that are outside of alcohol and weed today. Have you been to a program, nigga?
If you can get addicted to it, it's a drug.
Have you been to a program, nigga? You ain't gonna tell me shit about alcohol being a drug. What are you talking about? You ever suck some dick for weed?
I just thought about this and he's like, damn.
So yeah, what I'm saying is he started with that.
You suck dick for alcohol?
I think you misconstrued the premise of the statement.
No,
Quark,
you're right. It is.
That's a drug, and you not accepting as a drug was that person in that movie saying that line. Because I don't want to get copyright and franchise in case we get some money later on. They'd be like, oh, you owe me $50. Shout out to, what was his name? Marshall X.
As long as we shout about
it,
we good.
Alcohol is a drug.
My son from that movie, his AOL screening was Thurgood Marshall X. We was friends for like 6 months.
And I'm mad he went to
that motherfucker got money and went out. You know who this friend is?
You want to bring up anything?
He tried to dumb my shit because Eminem can't be black.
Eminem is not black.
He almost was. His mother was a hoe.
Wow!
Wow!
Edit that shit out for this nigga Marshall. That nigga Marshall gonna run down on me. That nigga Marshall is gonna fry me and kill me. Oh, my mother was a hoe? Yeah, Katie is too, nigga. Keep it up, you slut nigga. You slut Hogan.
That's not nice.
You know Hulk Hogan?
He meant to say whole lot of fun.
That's not even better. That's not better.
I'm trying to save him.
That's not right, better.
Cool. Yo, let's change the subject. Cause I love my son Joe, even though he don't like me, but I love him. And let's switch it.
Joe Biden don't like you.
Nah, Joe Smo, the bro from off the road. Mine sell underwears.
Okay.
Mine's got a brief deal. It was fast and short. Brief.
Shakespeare.
No, but I'm just happy that we're fucking working again.
I like this though. I like this. We're gonna get some cameras. We're gonna do some shit.
Alright, no strippers. No strippers.
My whole mic is upside down.
You built your mic upside down. How did you do that?
Is your world upside down?
Nah.
Right, it's just good. Copy.
Easier
sloppy.
Like this, so I don't gotta like.
Oh, you want to do the Whitney Houston thing?
Just make sure everybody is missing their mic. So I don't want nobody else alive on my show.
All right, cool. Let's talk about something for real.
You sound like you're smashing somebody on the mic.
We got another 30.
So,
make sure you're so intelligent.
I'm going to crush up with my voice.
All right, so, yo, dope responses we've been getting back from everybody, yo. We appreciate everything. So, coworkers, the smashing the coworker thing, that was actually, they say that the topic was great, but it felt like it was rushed. And I would like to explain. Yes, it was.
Y'all want to get back to? I didn't listen back. We could do another. At another date, we could do another.
Yeah,
smash
yeah. We're gonna right. We're gonna do a date where we recap on everything. So everybody, because
that was
rushed
and it was all personal experiences and shit you heard about from your friends.
Yeah.
So I could get
and
how other people want to hear
the
other
fighting.
Things.
They said they showed that we had other fighting stories that actually was pretty good, but it just felt like it was rushed. Every episode, they said it felt like it was rushed.
That's because he was on the clock.
Yeah, now, yeah, we're not on the, I explained that to
hello,
you.
Stop hello,
calling people stupid,
hello.
They don't know nothing that's
I'm,
going
I'm,
on.
I'm, hello.
You're
we got Baby Yoda
guys.
And old Yoda.
But you're not stupid, guys. You just didn't know what's going on.
That's Keon with that little special voice you just made.
Well, of course. That's
you're not stupid, guys. It's the game.
I'm
going
to need you to relax.
Got,
musical culture you possess.
It's doing things.
How
so
your ass is longer
things.
Than the train?
We got funny things because now we can add effects on stuff.
Oh, you got
Keon, stop trying to add effects.
I'm not trying to add effects. On
you're touching the soundboard,
yo,
like you know what you're doing.
Don't
I know
laser.
Exactly what I'm doing.
Don't laser me,
Angel.
Bro.
Wait, Angel. Keon said he know what he's doing. How long it took us to set this shit up?
The time I was spent hiring.
Wow,
up.
With the.
The Jetsons are home. One yo, second, please.
We owe Hanna-Barbera $5.
It took me. I knew how to hook up everything from here, but when I didn't have the laptop to do it. So don't do that to me.
It right, took wait, us wait, like wait. 2 hours to set this thing up.
It was not 2 hours.
Remember I said, go set it up and I'll come through after.
It was not 2 hours.
All right,
it took
cool.
us like 2 hours.
But y'all did it. That's cool. It's like building IKEA furniture.
I assembled the mic.
It's only when it's done.
Yeah. Angel did assemble a mic.
Yeah, I did assemble a mic.
Keon show Ryukin, Angel's fan. Like, he punched a light bulb out the socket and shit.
Yeah, all that.
The ceiling fan?
Yeah. Keon tried to pick something up. He uppercutted the fan.
I didn't know I was that tall.
The light bulb came out.
The fan didn't know you was that tall either. She was like, I'm good.
He black.
He almost turned our studio into a money pit.
Money pit. She was about to turn to a shock of horrors.
Little shot,
that was a good movie.
That's not a good movie. I love that movie.
Fuck Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And his plan and Martin girlfriend in one movie.
Gina?
Yeah.
Oh. Gina,
Rick Moranis is in that shit. What's her name? Tisha something?
Tisha Campbell.
And the green plant that turned into the girl gremlin. Fuck out of here. Feed me, Thimo. What you want to eat? Feed me people, Thimo. Should have settled for chicken, you dumb bitch. The movie would have been longer. Could have got a trilogy out of me. So you want to eat Tisha? Nah, I can't feed you Tisha, my nigga.
That's mad funny.
Settle for this chicken. It's mad goats on the planet.
But guys, we're going to give you, definitely with this new thing that we have, new setup.
We have no plan today.
Nothing. Nah, it's no plan. Right,
so
no
let's
nothing.
Pick
it's
something.
An introduction video.
Let's pick something. Google today, press news, and let's talk about that shit. Talk about it.
Jinx.
Come on, you know.
You owe me a shot.
You're my nephew. I owe you,
nothing.
I think you owe me $5.
How do I owe you $5?
You black.
Got him.
Oh, I'm not paying him $5 for that. Got him.
No,
the dude with the teeth, he can't get no money. Good thing the camera's is off.
Got him. That's mad funny. Why y'all sitting there looking for you can't think of nothing to talk about from the top of your head? I can.
Today's, mind your mic.
Today is happy birthday to Benji.
Wow, happy birthday, Uncle Benji. That's what's up.
Benjamin Hernandez.
We'll talk about that. Happy birthday, Uncle Benji.
He's like 29
Benji.
Years old today.
Uncle Benji.
Uncle Benji, you don't know
Uncle
me.
Uncle Benji, Uncle Benji.
Maybe you're outside, maybe you're inside. We are looking for you.
You want to know?
You want to hear the baby? You want to hear the baby? You want to make a special for you.
One request I've received. One request I've received from one of my fans. They want to hear one great story from each of us. Because they said our stories was great, but it seemed rushed.
What kind of great story?
Any great story that we have from each topic that we covered, which is fighting, coworkers.
I'm calling Benji.
You're calling Benji.
Oh, wait. I got my Bluetooth headphones on. That's what I heard over there.
What are you doing?
Call my friend for his first attack.
What are you doing?
Make sure it's a maybe okay now.
Okay, so we're going to pause that real quick and then we're going to call somebody for their birthday.
Just to let y'all know, we did call somebody for their birthday. So.
Yes, it's happy birthday
Benji.
To the big bro. gonna see you in about a week or so. Yes, sir. Keep it up together. Thank y'all for listening. God bless you. Oh, wait, can we say goodnight after that? Def Jam gonna sue us.
Why would they sue us for saying goodnight? They don't own that shit.
Def Comedy Jam. God bless y'all. Goodnight.
They don't.
Oh, Russell is in Bali. We good. God bless you. Yeah. Good night.
Come on.
You hiding from them sex charges.
Oh, my God. I'm cutting. Yo, that-